Thank you for listening to The Spark. I'm Asia Tabb. We're nearly a month away from the Shire Mintown celebrating 150 years. Joining us is Mayor Tammy Daly, the first woman mayor of that borough. How are you, Tammy?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad that you're here with us because this is so fun. So why is it important to celebrate Shire Mintown turning 150 years young?
Well, again, thank you for having me here so that I can talk about this because it's very near and dear to my heart. The reason we're celebrating is that we have so many people in the community that are community-minded and want to celebrate and bring in every and anybody who wants to join us for this celebration. 150 years, the history of Shire Mintown, the gentleman that that founded it was actually kidnapped from Germany.
Wow.
As a boy,
okay,
put on a sailing vessel, came here to near our area, and ended up working. Well, actually, he was in the Philadelphia area and worked as a blacksmith, saved his money, and he was granted ground from, I believe, William Penn. And originally, Shire Mintown area was an Indian reservation in the beginning. You know, our area and the boroughs surrounding us had been an Indian reservation. So our celebration is to celebrate all people, you know, and to be grateful for being able to be here and to celebrate. It's actually like a celebration of life. And even like being here in the United States, being free, being able to make our own choices, it's just fantastic.
And you're not originally from here. You moved to the borough in 2002, I believe.
Sure, yes, I did. Yes.
So tell me about that journey and what brought you here.
Well, actually, I have been from the area my entire life. I was born in Harrisburg,
okay,
raised in Wormleysburg, and East Pennsboro is, you know, where I basically grew up. My husband and I were looking for a home to buy, and I like old. And our house was built in the 1870s, and we walked in. It was an office. It was converted to an office. And I knew right away, you know, that was it. You know, we fell in love with it and converted it back into a home and just really liked being part of the borough. It's just very special.
So the Shire Mintown means so much to you.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. A lot of great people, a lot of warm people. And again, the historical, I like architecture, I like old, so it's really a great time to, like when you take a walk, you see all sorts of wonderful architecture through the town.
Yes.
It's spectacular, yes.
And the celebration will be held from August 16th through August 18th.
Yes.
So tell us what we can expect from that event.
Okay. What I'd like to tell you is we are so looking forward to this. We're going to be starting out on Friday, September 16th. It kicks off at our amazing Memorial Park with the Sweet Adelines, a local chorus, and then an opening ceremony with some local government officials will be there. Day one also features food trucks, face painting, music, and a bonfire. We're also going to have historical songs and stories about our very own borough. So we're really looking forward to having a guest speaker talk about, you know, the history of Shire Mintown. Now, Saturday, August 17th, if Friday sounded good, then Saturday will be an absolute blast. Day two starts bright and early on the Bible Baptist Church campus. They're featuring a pancake breakfast running from 8 a.m. in the morning till around 10:30. Next up is a parade down Main Street starting at 11 a.m. sharp. Festivities continue during the afternoon with free guided trolley rides. Now, this is going to be a lot of fun because we're going to have free trolley rides through our borough, and they're going to be able to stop at the different homes and tell of the different historical features of the town.
That's
on the trolley
so
rides.
Nice.
Yes. So we do have some markers in the town to represent the different buildings that to represent the different buildings and the historical significance of the buildings. So then during Saturday, we're going to have a car show by the Blue Moon Cruisers Car Club and inside the awesome Santos Center at the Bible Baptist campus where this is being held on Saturday. Our guests will enjoy one of our local historians discussing the Civil War, along with Civil War dancers and some simply beautiful dulcimer music. Folks will also have the opportunity to put together care packages for our soldiers serving our great nation throughout the world. And then outside, we'll have a kids' zone set up with inflatables, a caricature artist, a few carnival games, and also including a fish toss. Now, I went out and I bought some large Swedish fish because...
The candy?
Yeah, because not all parents want the kids to take the goldfish home.
Understood.
Understood, yeah. So I thought, we'll do that just in case there's a few parents out there that... don't want to care for the goldfish.
There's a little something for everybody here.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. It truly is. And then with the kids' zone, we're going to have craft vendors, our police-sponsored child ID, an obstacle course courtesy of the United States Army. And last but certainly not least, we're going to have live music from Shout Out City, Shay Quinn and the Love Gods, Visitors Duo, and the Kirk Wise Band. And the blood bank will be on site as well as the Blue Moon Cruisers car show, as I said. And, of course, we will have food trucks on site starting around 1 p.m. And also, did I mention fireworks at 9 p.m.?
Yes, you did.
It's going to be an absolutely amazing day filled with activities for everyone in the family to enjoy.
Thank you. And if you're just now tuning in, I'm speaking with Mayor Tammy Daly of Shiremanstown Borough, about the 150th event that's happening in August. So I do know, Mayor Daly, that there is a Shiremanstown Historical Society. So what relationship is that with the borough? What relationship do they have?
Well, they're not a part of the borough as far as being governed by the borough. It's a group of individuals that are there to keep our history alive, and they do a fantastic job. Last month they had a guest speaker. I unfortunately had to miss it, but she went over like different things that happened in the 1800s, you know, and like the self-care, animal care, that sort of thing. And I understood it was just a fantastic event. So they like to do that several times a year where they'll have a guest speaker. And I love how they try to involve the community. Our historical society is a wonderful group of people that, like I said, they want nothing more than to preserve our history.
And will they be involved in the event as well in August?
Oh, absolutely. They've been involved since day one. Yeah, they've been helping. We have what's called a rec board committee. So with the rec board committee and our historical society, hand in hand, this event has been planned. And they have done such a marvelous job, and all the volunteers. I can't thank them enough for everything they've done.
I know that the Historical Society, they save artifacts and they tell a lot about the history. How important is it that we support them?
I find it very important because we don't want to lose our history, you know, anywhere in the States or the world. History is so important because it gives us a timeline and it gives us something to look back on and to cherish and to remember. Because there's just so many historical things that we just have to keep alive.
Absolutely. And what are you most excited about for this event in August?
Okay, I'm not going to say the food trucks.
That's everyone's favorite.
I do like food. I would think the camaraderie is, to me, the most important. I just can't wait to see everybody getting together. I can't wait to see the adults and the children smiling, everybody getting along. It's just going to be such a great event. And to see everybody having a good time, I think, is most important for me.
And are you looking for vendors and sponsors?
It's always good to get additional sponsors. I'd have to I actually want to give the website for the Historical Society then, in case there are any other vendors interested. I know we have vendors booked. I'm not in charge of that, so I don't know if they're looking for additional vendors or not. That I'm not sure of, because that's not part of what I've been working with. So, but yes, definitely sponsors. We're always looking, you know, every little bit helps.
How long has this celebration been in the works behind the scenes?
I'd say for almost 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Like I said, we have a group of dedicated people that have just been, you know, phenomenal. And it's something that we have been, like, just hoping to get it right. We want to get it right, you know, for the town.
How did you all go about deciding what events would take place inside the celebration?
Different people came up with different ideas. And it's always wonderful having a blend, you know, of different things that we can do, different celebrations. We were so excited at the thought of putting on the parade. We haven't done a parade for years. And so that was something that excited most of us, to do a parade down Main Street. Our former mayor, who was a wonderful man, he had our last parade. It was a military parade. And his name was Mike Weaver, and he's no longer with us, but he was an amazing man who held Shirmanstown dear to his heart. And so I'm really excited because it almost feels like we're honoring him in the parade.
We have to talk about the name Shirmanstown. How did that name come about?
Okay, well, our founder, Daniel Shireman, he was kidnapped from his German home and placed on a sailing vessel. Now, this young boy, he was born approximately 1740, found himself as a stowaway bound for America. And when he was discovered by the captain and questioned, the scared little boy would only reply, "I'm a Shireman." And this is, in provincial German, it means stable boy. Shireman was the name put on his documents and as his family name. For more information on the history of Daniel Shireman, please visit the Shirmanstown Historical website. The article was written by Mike Weaver, our former mayor and dear friend who's no longer with us. But it's a fascinating article about this man's life and how he came to be the founder of Shirmanstown. It's, I guess, what you would call a rag-to-riches story, considering, you know, his beginnings here in the United States.
It is really interesting because you said he didn't know his name.
I know. I don't understand that. That's what I don't understand, and that's part of, we have a few mysteries, and that's one of them.
That's always the thing. We always wish we could go back in time and just talk to these people, like in a time capsule or something.
That would be amazing. It truly would.
Okay. And we talked about the event being a 3-day event. So how is Sunday? Walk us through what that day is going to look like.
Well, on Sunday, August 18th, we're going to wrap up our sesquicentennial celebration in our very own Memorial Park. So again, Friday it was at Memorial Park to kick it off. Then we're going to move to the Baptist Bible Church grounds for Saturday. It's so beautiful. They have so much space for us. And then day 3, we're coming back to our Memorial Park. And starting around noon, we're going to have more music, a picnic, and then Sarah's Creamery truck will be there for desserts, which I can't say anything there. One of my favorite things. And then a non-denominational church service will start at 2 p.m. till at most 3 o'clock. So we're asking everybody to bring their own lawn chairs so they have a place to sit.
Mayor Daly, it seems like Shirmanstown means so much to you. How else would you like to see this borough continue to grow?
I would love to see more businesses on our main street. We do have a lot of rental units in town, but to me, to see more businesses like a cafe, a pizza shop, just something more to serve our community, I think that would be outstanding. We do have some barber shops. We have beauty salons. There's a dance studio in town. So it's a lot of fun. We do have some wonderful things now, but we can always add. And so down the road, it would be nice to see other shops or businesses come in.
And speaking of that, I read that the Shirmanstown Historical Society, they lost their storage, and that's where they like hold a lot of the artifacts and a lot of historical things. How can we help support them so they can continue on in sharing the legacy of Shirmanstown?
It would be wonderful if we could find someone in Shirmanstown that would have a place to rent that they could offer at reduced costs. Also, we really do appreciate the donations coming in for the Historical Society. That would help cover the costs of rent. There's so much people can do to help support our Historical Society and making sure that all our artifacts are kept safe and in a good controlled environment.
And we talked about the event being August 16th through the 18th.
Yes.
And you said bring lawn chairs. Is there anything else that we need to do before we come to attend? Like, is there any tickets that are bought, or do we just bring ourselves?
Oh, just bring yourselves. The lawn chairs were only for Sunday. That's the only day that you'll need them. because of the the service and the the luncheon and everything. But the rest of the time, there's no need to bring anything. Just bring yourselves and an appetite and an attitude for fun. I can't wait to see what the caricaturist does. You know, I've always loved seeing what they do. So that'll be a lot of fun watching him or her. I'm not sure. but anyhow, yeah, it should be a fabulous event.
What does Shiremanstown mean to you?
To me, it means family. You know, I enjoy, like, going to the parks. You see people there with their children and people going for walks. We have lots of families that have dogs. I'm one of them. And so it just seems like such a close community of people who enjoy the same things. It's funny. A few years back, cats were banned from running loose in Shiremanstown.
Really?
They were. Yeah, they were. They were, well, as they do, they kill animals, and they were going in gardens and doing what they do. And so if you want to walk your cat, you can take it on a leash. So, and I've seen one or two people with their cats on leashes. I've also seen some with clotheslines where the cat's out on a clothesline occasionally. And our residents are so responsive, you know, with understanding. You know, there were people getting presents on their porches of birds or different little animals, you know, from cats.
Wow.
Yeah, so there had been complaints. So that's one of the things that the borough council had passed years ago to, you know, help the citizens that didn't want to see this or deal with it. It, you know, that's one of the things that the borough council passed.
And what led you to become the mayor of Shiremanstown?
You know, it's funny. Not just that I love the town, but I wanted to make my parents proud. Now, both my parents have passed away, and my father back in 1988, and my mother was 2000, I believe, 6 or 7. I'm really bad about those dates. But even though they had been gone for years, I just thought they'd be up in heaven smiling, thinking, you know, that's great that she did that. So I wanted to make my family proud. So that was part of my reason, other than my love for the town.
And if you're just now listening, I'm speaking with Mayor Tammy Daly of Shiremanstown Borough. We're talking about Shiremanstown turning 150 years young. Mayor Daly, why should we all attend this event, this 3-day event in August?
It's going to be a happy community event. Again, as I said, we have so much going on, and there's something there for everyone to do. Again, like I said, from the caricaturist, the games, the face painting, the bands. I mean, and the fireworks. Who doesn't want to see fireworks on a Saturday night? There'll be plenty of food trucks. It's just going to be such a great event for families and singles and couples. It's just going to be so much fun for everybody to attend.
How do we stay up to date on knowing what's taking place at what time and with this event?
We will post that on the Shiremanstown Borough website as well as on the Historical Society website. We'll make sure that the calendar and the schedule is out there for everybody to see.
Is there anything that you need for other people for the event, whether that's vendors, sponsors, donations?
Well, we can always use donations and sponsors, and those would have to go through our Historical Society. They're the ones that are collecting money to put on the events and to pay for the different vendors and activities that we have going on. And again, like I said, the Santos Center at the Bible Baptist Church, they're going to be hosting dancers from that period of time back in the 1870s. They'll have that type of dancing. We have someone playing a dulcimer, and then there'll be a gentleman discussing the history of that time. And again, that's going to be spectacular. For all the history buffs out there, it's going to be just fantastic.
Mayor Daly, is there anything I missed on this topic or about this event or the town that you would like to tell us about?
Well, I just want to say that I would be remiss if I didn't take the time to thank our sponsors for their support. Without them, we wouldn't be able to hold such a grand event. One Song LLC, they're providing the free kids zone. One Well Healthcare is providing our fireworks. And Bible Baptist Church of Shiremanstown is providing their grounds, a pancake breakfast for Saturday, and as well as a host of volunteers. They've been so good to us. We would also like to thank our Diamond and Platinum sponsors, Bogar and Hip Law Offices, Centurion Construction Group, LLC, Goldmine Coin and Jewelry, Andrew C. Shealy, Attorney at Law, and Akins Engineering Associates, Incorporated. Last but not least, we had such an outpouring of support from many of our local businesses and citizens, too many to mention, whom I'd also like to thank. So, and we are always looking for volunteers, so please reach out to our borough secretary if you have any interest at all in helping with our events. Our website is https.shiremanstownborough.org.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad you were able to come and speak with us today about this amazing three-day event and celebration in August.
Oh, thank you for having me. I am really excited for our upcoming celebration. Our committees have worked tirelessly to plan and organize our sesquicentennial, and I could not be happier or prouder with their efforts and the celebration we have planned for you. Thank you to all the organizers and volunteers who love this borough as much as I do.
Thank you for listening. Remember to like our page, The Spark, on Facebook to stay connected. You can also visit our website at witf.org. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'm Asia Tabb, and this is The Spark.